Hi, this is Mario Guerra, the two-time former mayor of the great city of Downey. You're watching, you're listening to Talking Downey with Mayor Mario. By the way, I get a lot of comments, especially from the elected officials. It's kind of turned into a joke when I get introduced now. Mayor Sosa and Councilman Horacio, everybody says, "Oh, the two-time former mayor." So now it's become a joke, and that's okay. I'm proud of that. That's probably the first line in my obituary: the two-time former mayor of the great city of Downey. Anyways, so this time of year, we're busy. Everybody's busy. We know if you're watching this, you're taking time to go for a walk or listening to this, but we know the whole city is, the whole country community is busy. But it's also time to reflect. This is the first week of Advent. Advent literally means anticipation. Anticipation with hope. We begin in the Catholic Church, for example, Advent is the beginning of our new year, our new Catholic liturgical year. And of course, we lead up to Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ, our Savior. So during this time, I just want to say it's a happy time. It's a good time. During this busyness and during the craziness that happens on there, we have to buy presents, we have to go parties, we have to do this for other people. We want to make sure that we're nice to everyone, and that's the key. Make sure that we're nice to everyone. Make sure that we bring joy, we bring hope, we bring life, we bring love to other people. So this is a great opportunity. A lot of companies and a lot of families and a lot of people have their own traditions. And that's a beautiful thing. We'd like to hear what your traditions are during the holiday. In my family, for example, we always did Noche Buena. Noche Buena is the night before, Christmas. And my mom would cook a pig, and we did there. And then, of course, on December 25th after church, that's when, you know, Santa would come. I grew up in Cuba. So there, we didn't have Santa Claus to give gifts. We celebrated Christmas. There was a Santa, but we celebrated Christmas as like we all do, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. So in Cuba, we celebrated the Epiphany. And on January 6th is when the three wise men came bearing gifts when they found Jesus. And so that's when I would receive gifts when I was a little boy. So that's something that we make sure our kids still remember those dates and share that. I'm a deacon in the Catholic Church, as you know, so every week during our masses on there, it's celebrated for a different reason. We light the Advent candle. The first week was purple, rosé, and purple, and it leads up to this great celebration of the birth of our Lord. So it's a good time. It's a good time for all of us, when we decorate our houses. So another tradition, it goes against the religious theme, but my house in Downey is known as the SCUCLA house. Think about it, right? A Catholic clergy, and yet we're talking about football. So whoever wins the SCUCLA game, there gets to put the decorations on. We have a 12-foot wide sign says, "Wishing you a very Bruin Christmas." You turn it over, wishing you a very Trojan Christmas. We have an exact replica, 9 feet tall, of the Rose Bowl scoreboard, and we put the actual score there. We have reindeer cheerleaders on one side SC, the other side UCLA. We have a 6 foot tall Santa Claus kicking a football. We have SC and UCLA stand, and of course, the little Notre Dame leprechaun is selling to both of them. Anyways, we have fun with it. This year, I'm not even going to tell you the score, but anyways, I don't get to put it up, UCLA things. But I did for 8 years in a row, okay? So that's our family tradition. The kids will come over this weekend and help put it up. I'm getting too old to do some of those things. And besides, I don't want to put a USC sign up in my house. So my wife pays the kids, and she doesn't pay them, I'm kidding, to come over and put them up. So those are the little traditions. Up until last year, we've had a progressive dinner where with four other couples, we would go to each other's houses and we would rotate hors d'oeuvres and appetizers at one, drinks at another one, soup and salad at another one, main course at another house, and then finally the last one. So we would go from each one. In the old days, we used to sing Christmas carols from house to house. So that was a beautiful tradition that we have. And now we have a whole bunch of new ones on there with our grandkids in our family. So I like to hear yours. I like to make sure what you have and kind of share it. And if we should share it on our show, we'd like to interview you and talk to you about it. But Talking Downey is a feel-good program for our community. Talking California is like keeping checks on politicians and on things that need to be going. That's a little bit more hard-hitting political. You're not going to get too much of that here on Talking Downey. We're going to highlight the positives. So I teach baptism and classes, and my wife and I, and we celebrate baptism as a Catholic deacon. So I'll end with this, and I'm going to paraphrase this story. It's about Mother Teresa, Blessed Mother Teresa, and I have particular devotion to her, just the way she lived her life. So many people do, obviously. So Mother Teresa, again, paraphrasing, a couple of years before she passed on, she was literally walking into a World Hunger Conference, and she's walking up the stairs, and this reporter stopped her and said, "Mother Teresa, you've been taking care of the poor, the disenfranchised, those people that feel left out your whole life. And yet in the world today, there's more poverty, there's more hunger, there's more people that feel they've been thrown away. Mother Teresa, do you consider yourself a failure?" And Mother Teresa, she was very small in physical stature. And she walked up to this reporter and she put his hands on his. She says, "My son, we're not called to be successful. We're called to be faithful. We're called to be faithful one person at a time." And that's what Christianity is, no matter what faith you're at, is being there and calling for one person at a time. What would Jesus do? How would we live more Christ-like? How do we do things to that effect on there? So for us, that's important to remember during this time of anticipation, of hope, of joy. And sometimes that we feel empty, and sometimes that we feel sad. We remember our lost loved ones. So there's all kinds of emotions that go through. But if you spot a family member or a friend or just somebody or a coworker on there, reach out to them. Let's be Christ for someone. Let's be somebody special in somebody's life. And this is a great opportunity to take a step back and to remember and do as Mother Teresa on there. Be special to one person. Be faithful to one person. Help each other. And so far on there, if we do that, we'd have such a much better time this season and always. So God bless you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. I look forward to hearing from you. My cell number is 562-706-4114. 562-706-4114. And my email is mario@gurrains.com. God bless you. Happy New Year's and Merry Christmas to you.